Chapter 4, Going Inward to Move Forward, Why Slowing Down Matters. When you leave the military, life can feel like it's moving too fast and too slow at the same time. One minute, you're rushing to catch up to everyone else. The next, you're staring at the wall, wondering what comes next. The world around you keeps spinning, but inside, it feels like you're stuck. Here's the truth. Slowing down is not the same as giving up. Slowing down is how you start to listen. It's how you begin to hear the voice inside that has been buried under orders, noise, stress, and survival. When you're always on the go, you miss what your heart is trying to tell you. In the military, you're trained to keep moving, to stay sharp, to push through. But when the mission ends, the next step isn't always outside of you. It's inside. That's where the new mission begins. Everyone has something inside them that knows which way to go. It's like a compass. You can't always see it, and sometimes you forget it's even there. But if you get quiet enough and still enough, you'll start to feel it. That compass is made from your values, your memories, your dreams, and even your pain. It remembers what mattered to you before the world got loud. It remembers who you were when you first raised your hand to serve, and it knows where you still need to go. Going inward means asking yourself some big questions. What do I care about? What kind of person do I want to be? Who do I want to be there with me? The answers to those questions are not always easy or fast, but they are real, and they are yours. Being a soldier meant following orders. You had a chain of command. You had structure. You had people watching your six. Life after service doesn't come with that same kind of direction. That's why so many veterans feel lost. It's not because something is wrong with you. It's because you were trained to live in a system, and now that system is gone. Now you become a seeker. That means you're not waiting for someone else to tell you what to do. You're looking for what matters to you. You're asking questions that don't always have clear answers. And that's okay. This is where real strength comes from. Not from having it all figured out, but from being brave enough to look inside. You are no longer just following a mission. You are shaping one. Every experience you've had up to this point has shaped you. Some were good, some were hard, some you'd rather forget, but all of them are part of your story. You carry memories, lessons, wins, losses, guilt, pride, and questions. You carry the weight of things left undone. You carry faces you remember and moments that changed you. Going inward means facing what you've been carrying. It means making peace with parts of yourself you've tried to ignore. It means saying, "This is who I am right now, and I'm still becoming." This work takes courage. Sometimes it feels easier to stay busy or numb, but the only way forward is through. And you don't have to do it all at once. You just have to start. We live in a loud world. Phones buzz. News never stops. People talk fast and often say nothing at all. In that noise, your inner voice can get drowned out. Silence can be uncomfortable at first, but it can also be healing. Sitting in silence doesn't mean doing nothing. It means making space for truth. It means letting thoughts come without pushing them away. It means learning to sit with yourself without judgment. Some veterans find this silence in the woods. Some find it in prayer. Some in early morning coffee before the rest of the world wakes up. It doesn't matter where you find it. What matters is that you do. When you give yourself time and space to be still, something amazing happens. The answers you've been looking for start to rise up. Not from outside advice, but from your own heart. There's pressure to figure it all out fast, to get the next job, to start the next chapter, to look like everything's fine. But growth doesn't happen on a schedule. Change doesn't come just because someone says it should. If you're in a season where you feel like nothing is happening, that's okay. That quiet time may be the most important part of your journey. Letting go of the rush means trusting the process. It means believing that going slow doesn't mean going nowhere. It means honoring the truth that this time in your life is about discovery, not deadlines. You can't build a new mission if you're lying to yourself about where you are now. Going inward means getting real. What are you afraid of? What have you been running from? What have you been holding on to that no longer serves you? This kind of honesty is not about shame. It's about freedom. When you stop pretending, you stop hiding. And when you stop hiding, you start healing. You don't need to have the answers right away. You just need to be willing to look. You may not know where you're going yet, but you know that staying stuck is not the answer. That feeling in your gut that there's more for you is not a lie. It's a signal. Going inward is not weakness. It's strength. It means you're ready to stop surviving and start living again. It means you're choosing growth over numbness, clarity over confusion, and truth over comfort. You've done hard things before. You can do this too. Let this be your starting point. Not out there, but in here. The path forward is already inside you. Let's find it together.